Let's highlight it's an antique car show because I know a lot of our listeners are really fans of antique cars.
Well, last year we had over 80 cars. Each year it grows and it grows. We had a lot of folks from Kentucky and Tennessee and a few from Arkansas who are in clubs that heard about it and came over. So it really is a unique car show, too. And to bring your car, it's just the price of a wristband, which is $10. So, you know, there's really not a lot of fees, even though it is a fundraiser. But it's going to be a lot of fun, and it is the only fundraiser for the Downtown Paris Association each year that funds all of our events downtown, so they're free to everyone who comes. So this is the one you pay for, but this is the one you get to eat ice cream for 3 hours. So we're going to have a big time with that. Right now we have 18 ice cream teams signed up, and that means that equates to about 180 gallons of ice cream.
That's a lot of brain freeze.
I'm saying this, and I'm thinking, she told me she was cold. So she's not going to get any warmer talking to me on the phone today. But I'm excited to be a part of your show and just share what we're doing in downtown Paris. Because not only do you get to eat ice cream nonstop for 3 hours from 3 to 6 on Saturday afternoon, but you get to see those beautiful, shiny, classic cars. We also have inflatables because, you know, if we're going to feed all the kids ice cream, I thought we might need something for them to bounce on. So we will have inflatable slides, which is really fun. One of them is a alligator, so you climb up the alligator's back and you slide out his mouth. I don't know, but it looks good anyway. And then we have another inflatable called the Challenger, which has 5 different things you can do in it, from everything from an obstacle course to a rock wall, and so it'll be a lot of fun. And they're not enclosed. You know, it is summer, so you're not inside of anything. So the ceilings are out in all of these types of inflatables. So it's going to be a cooling thing. You eat ice cream, you bounce, you know, just what everybody does on a Saturday afternoon. But there's other fun things. We have ice cream eating contests. Now, I'm telling you, I don't know how they eat that as fast as they do. Brain freeze doesn't even touch it, because I'm thinking the whole body's got to go into a convulsion the way they eat that ice cream. And then we have frozen T-shirt contests. Now, think about it. They freeze the T-shirts in a ball. They bring them out 24 hours in advance to start thawing, thank goodness. But then the whole concept is you've got to thaw that shirt and get it on first. We have the children's frozen T-shirt, then we have the adult frozen T-shirt. And, I mean, you'll see people rolling around on the concrete on it. I mean, anything to get it thawed. But you have to do it all in the certain area right in front of where everybody is watching and having fun. And then with all of these games, you get trophies and medals and, you know, all those fun things that show your accomplishment for the day. So it's a fun time. Our ice cream teams are really going all out. You know, that's 18 different booths. Each booth picks their own theme. For example, has anybody not seen Frozen? Well, of course, one of the booths is Frozen, and I understand they even have the people dressed up like the people in Frozen. It's just going to be a lot of fun. Another booth is all about chilling with penguins, and you can have your picture made in these little cutouts. And, you know, every single booth is just a fun, fun time, not to mention homemade ice cream, toppings that are just very different, sherbets, yogurts. So there's just a lot of different types of things, like a root beer float. One group is just doing root beer float. So they're all chilling treats, and you're now freezing to death in the studio, and I'm not helping the situation. But we couldn't do all of these things without our sponsors, and we have a lot of folks in our community who donate their time and donate their money to make things happen. And do you mind if I mention a few of those?
Just
because
a few.
Carrying on our ice cream for 3 hours, we really couldn't maintain 180 gallons of ice cream without Prairie Farms freezer truck that is donated by our Lakeway IGA store here, because that way we have people who man that truck and you just go get your ice cream as you need it. So that way for 3 hours it doesn't become a milkshake instead of ice cream. And then, of course, we have our games, and all of our games are donated by different folks. We have WMUF, WLZK, who runs our frozen T-shirt contest. We have a Nice law firm who gives us our trophies, and they are just beautiful. For example, we have a People's Choice Award that will go to the People's Choice car. So you will vote on your favorite car, and the trophy is about 3 feet tall. I mean, they're very, very nice pieces. And then we also have trophies for the best ice cream, the best booth theme, and then also for just the best in show for the overall package of the booth and the ice cream put together. So, you know, our trophies and our winning pieces, we have medallions for the kids who win the ice cream eating contest. And, you know, we just try to do fun things that people will enjoy showing off. So, and Paris Pediatrics, they're sponsoring our inflatables. And Pepsi is always great to provide the water because, you know, ice cream just calls for water. So we'll have everybody taken care of, from freezing in a T-shirt to eating ice cream so fast, it's unbelievable.
Kathy, is this all going to happen around the courthouse square?
It all takes place on the courthouse lawn from 3 to 6 on Saturday, July the 26th. And it is a fundraiser, so for a donation of $10 for adults and $5 for children 12 and under, I mean, really, where else can you go eat ice cream for 3 hours, see beautiful cars, have ice cream eating contests, frozen T-shirt? I mean, all of that in 3 hours, and then jump on inflatables. So,
Kathy, hey,
a lot going on.
If you want more ice cream scooping teams, must they contact you? Is that still an option?
It is still an option, and you can reach me. I'm located at 203 North Fentress Street in downtown Paris, or you can reach me at 731-653-7274, and we would love to have a team. Come on down.
Great. Kathy, thank you so much for speaking with us today. I'm much warmer now. Thank you.
And I'm so glad you are. I was hoping at least a few inflatable bounces would warm you up.
Yep.
On the phone today.
Does it all the time.
I always appreciate being a part of your show, and thank you so much for all you do to help downtown Paris, and we have a lot of fun.
Kathy Ray directs the Downtown Paris Association, and you've got a ice cream social and antique car show to put on your calendar. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you so much.